What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue. Happy 2025. Hope everybody's doing good. So let's address the elephant in the room. As you probably have noticed, I haven't recorded an episode in probably 3 weeks or so. And honestly, that is the biggest break that I've taken since I've been doing this, and this I've been doing since 2019. And to be honest, I was just kind of burned out. I've been going hard at this for over 5 years, and I just needed a break. And so I'm feeling great. Really looking forward to all the value that I'll be able to add in 2025. And I'm looking forward to just helping you all learn more about real estate, different ways to invest in real estate, stay up to date on news and all of those things. So a lot of good things coming this year. So thank you for your patience. Thank you for allowing me to take a little bit of a break, but I'm ready to go and I'm feeling refreshed. Today, we're going to discuss the 10 states with the cheapest land. Make sure you stay until the end because I'm going to discuss three cities where you can get land for absolutely free. So, first on the list is Arizona, and the median price per acre of land in Arizona is $4,164. As of the recording of this episode, there are over 12,500 plots of land for sale in Arizona. And over 150 plots of land for under $5,000. Some of the most affordable counties in Arizona are Mojave, Navajo, and Cochise counties. Hopefully, I pronounced those correctly. Arizona also has some of the lowest property taxes in the country. So while Arizona is known for cities like Phoenix, Tucson, Scottsdale, it also offers vast expanses of rural land. And Arizona is also known for the desert landscapes, vibrant cities, and beautiful natural attractions, some of those including the Grand Canyon and many national parks. All right, so I'm curious to know if you would consider buying land in Arizona. Think about that and let me know what you think. So, if you're on a budget, the next state might be one to keep in mind. So, the next state is New Mexico, and the median price per acre of land in New Mexico is $6,000. And as of the recording of this episode, there are over 6,300 plots of land for sale in New Mexico and over 700 plots of land that are $6,000 or less. Some of the most affordable counties are Luna County, Valencia County, and Torrance County, to name a few. New Mexico is known for its stunning and diverse landscapes, including deserts, mesas, forests, and mountains. The state is home to iconic attractions like the White Sands National Park, Carlsbad Caverns, and the culturally rich city of Santa Fe, known for its adobe architecture and art scene. New Mexico is a state that I also haven't been able to visit, but very much would love to check it out. And if you prefer buying land in the South, the next state might be the one for you. So the next state is Mississippi, where the median price per acre of land is $10,835. As of the recording of this episode, there are over 6,500 plots of land for sale in Mississippi and over 400 plots of land that are $10,000 or less. So, counties with the cheapest land in Mississippi include Holmes County, Coahoma County, Sharkey County, Issaquena County, and these are rural areas and often feature low-cost land that's suitable for things like agriculture, hunting, or recreation. Mississippi, which of course is in the Deep South, is known for its rich history, southern charm, and diverse landscapes. So, Mississippi has rolling hills, forests, and of course, the Mississippi River, which is on its western border. Some attractions in Mississippi include the Natchez Trace Parkway, Vicksburg National Military Park, and the Blues Trail to celebrate its cultural and historical significance. All right. And the state is also known for its music heritage, which is particularly in blues and gospel. And some of the major cities in the state are Jackson, which is the capital, Gulfport, and Biloxi, which is known for its Gulf Coast beaches and casinos. Mississippi is also a place I have not had a chance to check out yet. So if you prefer to be in proximity of mountains and you enjoy being in reasonable proximity to things like skiing and snowboarding, the next state could be for you. So next on the list is Colorado, where the median price per acre of land is $11,561. As of the recording of this episode, there are over 9,200 plots of land for sale in Colorado and over 670 plots of land for under $12,000. Colorado also has some of the lowest property taxes in the country. Counties with the cheapest land in Colorado include Costilla County, Huerfano County, Las Animas County, and Sagawachi County. And there are rural areas which are affordable and often attract those seeking recreational land or off-grid living opportunities. Off-grid has been a huge thing these days. So Colorado is known as the Centennial State, and it has amazing natural landscapes like the Rocky Mountains, Vast Plains, and Red Rock Canyons. It's a haven for outdoor enthusiasts, offering skiing, hiking, and national parks like the Rocky Mountain National Park and Mesa Verde. Some of the major cities in the state include Denver, which is the capital, Boulder, and Colorado Springs, each known for their mix of urban amenities and proximity to nature. So a lot of cool stuff in Colorado. Now, if you're looking for a bang for your buck and low property taxes, the next state could be for you. And out of all the states that we learned about today, I want you to think to yourself if there are any that you would consider buying land in, or if none of these fit what you're looking for. Before you go any further, make sure that you are subscribed or that you follow the podcast on whichever platform you're listening on. I greatly appreciate it. It helps us get this message and this information in front of more people. So next is Arkansas, where the median price per acre of land is $11,596. As of the recording of this episode, there are over 10,000 plots of land for sale in Arkansas and nearly 2,000 plots of land for sale under $12,000. Arkansas is also in the top 15 of the lowest property taxes in the country. Counties with the cheapest land in Arkansas include Izard County, Sharp County, Fulton County, and Stone County, which all offer low-cost rural land, which is ideal for things like recreation, farming, or off-grid living. Arkansas is known as a natural state and features many diverse landscapes, including the Ozark and Ouachita Mountains, lush forests, and the Mississippi River Delta. It's known for outdoor activities like hiking, fishing, and hot springs, with attractions like Hot Springs National Park and Buffalo National River. Some of the notable cities in Arkansas are Little Rock, which is the capital, Fayetteville, and Bentonville, which happens to be the headquarters of Walmart. I've never done hot springs or gone to a hot spring. I think that would be a really cool experience. So next is New York, where the median price per acre of land is about $12,000. And believe it or not, New York is a lot more than just New York City. There are over 6,000 plots of land for sale in New York and over 100 plots of land for $12,000 or less. Counties with the cheapest land in New York are typically in the upstate region, so places like St. Lawrence County, Lewis County, Herkimer County, Otsego County, where rural properties are affordable and often attract buyers seeking recreational land or quiet retreats. So I went to school in Western New York to college, and it wasn't until then that I realized how vast the city was. Like growing up in New York City, you kind of just think that's all there is, but there's so much that is out there within the state and that I've been able to experience, which is pretty cool. New York State is often associated with New York City. However, New York State has some amazing natural landscapes in its upstate region, including the Adirondack Mountains, Finger Lakes, and Catskills. The state offers cultural landmarks like Niagara Falls and historical sites like Fort Ticonderoga. I don't know how to pronounce that. Notable cities beyond New York City include Albany, which is the capital, Buffalo, and Rochester, each offering their own blend of urban and natural charm. All right, if you prefer the Midwest and easy access to many other states, then the next state is for you. The next state is Missouri, where the median price per acre of land is about $14,000. There are over 8,700 plots of land for sale and over 1,000 plots of land for sale in Missouri for $15,000 or less. Counties with the cheapest land in Missouri include Shandon County, Texas County, Reynolds County, and Oregon County, where rural areas offer affordable land for recreation, farming, or homesteading. Missouri is known as the Show Me State, and it has a mix of rolling plains, forested Ozark Mountains, and iconic rivers like the Mississippi and the Missouri. Missouri is also known for attractions like the Gateway Arch in St. Louis, the Ozark National Scenic Riverway, and Branson's Entertainment District. Some of the notable cities in the state include St. Louis, Kansas City, and Springfield, each blending cultural, historical, and natural highlights. All right, so the moment you've all been waiting for, let's talk about the cities where you can get land for free. So first, New Richland, Minnesota is a town with a population of about 1,200 people, and it's about 90 minutes from the Twin Cities area. Their program gives a free quarter acre of land to build on. And so here are the steps. You must have a pre-approval letter from a bank stating that you are approved for a construction loan for the home. Then you select the lot, you fill out the application for the lot, and if you're approved, you have 1 year to begin construction. When construction begins, you have 1 year to finish building the home. All right. The next city that is giving free land is Elwood, Nebraska, which has a population of about 685 people. So Elwood, Nebraska is about 2.5 hours away from Lincoln, Nebraska, and it is about 3 hours away from Omaha, Nebraska. The lots are free to U.S. citizens or legal residents, requiring a $500 refundable deposit upon home completion. So once the home is complete, you'll get that $500 back. And then a $50 building permit fee is due with the application. You have to submit a floor plan for approval before paying the deposit. The construction must start within 1 year, and the home must be occupied within 2 years of purchase. The Village of Elwood offers a down payment assistance program, providing 10% of construction costs up to $25,000 after home completion. Then the last city is Mankato, Kansas. And Mankato, Kansas has a population of about 800 people. Here are the steps. Submit an application with the home plans to the zoning board, provide pre-approval for home construction from a lender, and attend an interview with the city council. Sign a written agreement with the contractor to start construction within 6 months of acquiring the lot. Then you can build a single family home on site or modular using new materials that comply with the Uniform Building and National Electric Codes, completing it within 2 years. The home must be at least 1,200 square feet, not including the basement, garage, and porches, and have a minimum 18-inch overhang. All right, so that is really interesting stuff, and I like that there are timelines so that people aren't playing games if they want to do that. So one thing I want you to keep in mind is if you want to buy land, you need to have a plan. That rhymed. That was not intentional. It just went with it. Don't be a speculator. A lot of people are out here assuming that if you just sit on land, the value will increase. It might happen and it might not. Who knows? But most people are not that sophisticated to do something like that strategically. A lot of people are just buying land to say they have land, right? So don't go in blindly. Do as much research as you can so that you're comfortable with your decision. All right. I don't want to see any of you in a bad situation that could have been avoided. All right. So those are 10 cities where 10 states, rather, where you can buy affordable land. Looking forward to hearing what you think. Thank you all so much, and I'll talk to you soon.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast for $2.49 a pound. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.